Always nice to have great guests stopping by, and a great company that I've known for years, from my years ago, many years ago, doing a radio show, television show, and even acting on stage at the Westgate Dinner Theater. I always knew the Hyland family, and I'm happy to say that Hyland Insurance is coming to be a part of our WJR family, and they're stopping by to visit today. Richard Hyland, President, Growth and Innovation. Always pleasure to see Jack Miller, President for Detroit. Mark Holloway, President, Small Business and Personal Insurance. I don't know if we're going to be able to hear from you guys before we get out of here at 9. Ann will try to maybe shoehorn you in. Right now, we're talking with the good doctor, Dr. Matthew Sims, Head of Infectious Disease Research, Beaumont Health System. We have come to depend on you, doctor, throughout this entire pandemic, and I thank you for your guidance along the way. Good morning, Dr. Sims.
Good morning, and you're welcome. I'm happy to do it.
This past Saturday, the U.S. has opened COVID-19 vaccines to infants, toddlers, and preschoolers. Give me your thoughts.
You know, we all know that particular group, does well with the virus overall, right? They tend to, have milder disease. That being said, there are still more deaths in that group than there are from flu every year, which we vaccinate that group for. And that group is still a big part of sort of the cycle of COVID infections, right? So when it gets loose in a daycare center or when it gets loose in a school, the kids get sick. They may not get very sick. They may not even be all that symptomatic, but they bring it home to their parents, to their grandparents. And that's when, the people who are more at risk get infected. So there's really two purposes of this. One is vaccinate the kids, protect them from the disease. That is, I think, the lesser purpose. The bigger purpose is to really help break this pandemic as a whole by taking a section of the population that's responsible for spreading it to the rest of the population and helping to prevent that.
You know, I have to tell you, somewhere along the way, somebody dropped the ball. Somebody told us, well, maybe this was just in the very beginning, but we were told, I swear we were told, that the pandemic did not affect children the way it affected adults. Yet I learned over the weekend that there have been over 400 deaths of children from the pandemic. That's a pretty big effect, if you ask me.
It is, but compared to percentage-wise, compared to adults, the children who get sick enough to die from this are much less common than adults. So, yes, I mean, they were right. The pandemic does not affect children the same way it affects adults. But, any death of a 2-year-old is just an unbelievable tragedy. So, we do everything we can to prevent deaths in this age group. Like I said, every year there's 100-something deaths from flu in, this age group or more. And we vaccinate everybody that we can to prevent that as best as possible. It's no different here. It's a small number of deaths in the grand scheme of things. But, every one of those deaths is an absolute tragedy.
In your opinion, did we open things up and take away masks and start letting people gather together again? Did all that happen too early, in your opinion?
I think yes and no. I think we needed to start opening things up because of a lot of reasons. Some of it had to do with the economy. Some of it had to do with just our own general well-being by being able to see people and get the kids to school. I mean, it's very clear kids do better when they're actually in school rather than on virtual school, or most kids. Some kids thrived in virtual school. But there were things that we had to do to get back to a more normal life. And there are a lot of effects of locking down and everybody, nobody seeing each other and nobody doing things with anybody. There's a lot of negative psychological and, physical effects on that. So we did need to start moving forward with getting together. Now, I think we could have done it safer. I think that we could have said, you know, there were different plans for opening school in different ways where it was sort of a merge of half virtual, half in person, where they only had about half the kids in at any given time. You know, I think we should have said the big gatherings we probably need to wait on for a while still, but we can start opening up smaller gatherings. And I think that we really needed masks to stay in place because that's the one thing that really prevents, other than vaccination, that really prevents the spread from person to person is if everybody is wearing masks. If only some of the people are wearing masks, it doesn't have the same impact.
Yeah, I was on the mask thing from the very beginning, just from watching people in Japan wear masks when I would go visit there, and it's because they were trying to not get people sick with whatever they had. They weren't trying to avoid getting sick. They were trying not to spread disease. And if we had started on masks way back when I was screaming for us to do that and Fauci was lying or making mistakes, I won't let you don't have to say, you don't have to weigh in on it, but he knew damn well that N95 masks would work, but he also knew that we didn't have enough, and he wanted the people working in the medical community to have them. But I think he should have been more straightforward and honest. Be that as it may, think of all the people that wouldn't have spread the disease that never even knew they had it. That's what bothers me.
Yeah, well, and that's a big thing. But and honestly, for that, you don't need N95s. If everybody wears surgical masks, but it's got to be everybody, right? Because like you said, that's not about protecting yourself. It's about protecting the people around you.
Right.
So everybody has to wear surgical masks for it to really work. N95s protect the individual, so they protect you.
Yeah.
Surgical masks protect everybody around you.
I like both. I like protecting ourselves and protecting everyone around us. And if we had done that for a month, if everybody wore a mask for a month, we would have been able to do away with all of that and moved on. But that's another story.
Another story.
Yeah, that's another time. Quick personal question. You don't have to answer it. But have you now had four shots, the two regular ones and the two boosters?
I have.
See, I haven't gotten the second booster yet. I guess.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm in a slightly different position where I'm, you know, working with COVID patients.
Right.
So I always consider that as part of my risk. But I generally recommend for people who are at higher risk for severe infection. So that means, you know, if you've got certain medical conditions, higher age.
We got to run, but I understand what you mean, and I appreciate it. Dr. Matthew Sims, WJR.